You're listening to episode number 1937 of the Who Cares News for Monday, March 15th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Monday, Monday.
Yeah, but we've had a little rain around here.
Yeah, yeah. We need that. Always
we
good.
Do.
Always good where we're at.
Some people say you can have some of ours.
Please.
And it's
please.
It was a pretty rough weekend in the in kind of in the plains of Texas.
Oh, was
and
it?
Oklahoma.
Okay, I didn't pay any attention this weekend. I did not.
And some other areas. I mean, the weather's just been all over the board anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's March. Spring isn't until next week, so we're still technically in the throes of winter. It's snowing in Colorado, like 4 feet.
It's almost St. Patty's Day, laddie.
Yeah, that's coming up too. Ah, I should start pre-gaming for that. Somebody bring me my Guinness. Thank you. Where's my Guinness waitress? All right, it is time for the Who Cares News.
I'll have mine with ice cream, please.
Ice cream in your Guinness? Whoa.
I think so. I think I've heard that before.
Yeah, maybe so. Who Cares News?
I'll
what's
try
up?
It. I'll try it. Well, okay, let's kind of back up a little bit.
Okay.
Friday, multiple outlets. I mean, multiple.
Yeah.
Reported that J-Rod had headed for Kaputzville.
Kaputzville. I like that. Okay. Yes, I remember seeing that Friday afternoon. In fact, it's probably on our Facebook page.
Yes, it is on our Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah. Because we vetted it. It was breaking news. We vetted it. So now what?
Well, every place in creation was reporting it.
Yeah, sure. So we thought we'd jump on the bandwagon because that's what we do.
Sure,
we jump on bandwagons.
We're bandwagon people.
We're bandwagon jumpers from way back.
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves.
That's a good point.
All right, so shortly after allegations,
yeah.
This all happened shortly after allegations that J-Rod, not that J-Rod, that Alex was FaceTiming.
That Rod, okay.
With Madison. All right. With Madison LaCroix from Southern Charm.
Now, that's on Bravo Network, I think. That shows on Southern Bravo. Yeah.
Now, supposedly, they've never met.
Okay.
And she says, he's never physically cheated on her with me.
Well, what's the deal? How do they even know each other?
I don't know.
I mean, how is this even a thing? Alex, you've got J-Lo, dude. You got J-Lo. You got J-Lo's booty. You got J-Lo's money. Stop it.
Well,
seriously.
Maybe she's high maintenance or something. I don't know. But evidently...
But with that, you could accept the high maintenance.
But evidently, he's been accused of always...
I know.
Allegedly being a texter.
He's a texter? Is that the deal?
With girls.
Maybe he met her online. Maybe he did.
No, there
That's
was...
A bad
I don't
thing
know.
Too.
Anyway.
Don't that. Anyway, sorry.
So
we
Saturday...
Digress. Yeah.
J-Lo and A-Rod, J-Rod,
yeah,
they made a statement to TMZ that read, all the reports are inaccurate. We are working through some things.
It took them that long till Saturday morning?
Yeah.
They didn't just come up, clap back on Friday night? Okay.
Yeah, because they had plenty of time on Friday. So they also denied
but
that...
you know they were in damage control. This
is
all damage control. They're going to break up. They're not broken up yet. That's my whole point. They're not broken up yet. They're going to break up.
Well, they also denied that any third party was involved.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
blah,
whatever,
blah, blah.
Whatever.
Now, fast forward to yesterday.
Yeah.
Alex was asked by evidently, he was in Miami by himself, too. But she's been filming.
Oh,
so.
Okay. All right. She's on location then. Okay. She's on.
So, fast forward to yesterday.
Yeah.
Alex was asked by paparazzi
whether
he was single, and he said no.
Okay. Well, that's what you say.
And then J-Lo spoke up herself
via
TikTok. TikTok.
Wait a minute here. Instead of her going out and having her publicist put something out into the press and go like, here, send this
to all these
people.
That's
no,
not
she
what
just
they
got
do.
On TikTok and said, everybody's going to find out here. Wow.
Well, see, times are changing because it was Instagram.
I get that.
No, usually it was people find out things from Instagram.
The world is moving too fast for me, man. It's just too fast. And on Monday, and on Daylight Savings Day,
right?
And on National Napping Day.
Oh, this is a doozy.
Okay, I'm always ready for a doozy.
I had to read this one twice. When I saw this news, I thought, what the crap? All right, so Meghan Markle is reportedly already, well, let's see. Well, hold on. Let me just clear something up.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this.
Okay.
But she really married a prince. He was a real prince.
I think she did marry a real prince.
Harry.
Yeah.
A real prince. He's royalty.
He's
actual royalty.
Bona fide, honest to God prince.
Uh-huh.
He's no Prince Valium.
No. But he is. All right. So Meghan is reportedly already negotiating with senior Democrats to help her ambitions to become, I can't even say it out loud, the first female U.S. president.
No, that's not. No.
Yippers.
No.
So I was on the fence about Meghan, and now I'm kind of like, oh.
That can't be right.
I wonder if Harry rolled his eyes when he heard this at first.
Man.
So
more of that body language. Oprah, help me. I can't get out. She's got me trapped.
So according to Page Six, which is the same people who reported the J-Rod thing first. So I don't know.
They used to be reputable.
Well, we're going to find out if they still are or not, because that would be like two for two.
So they're saying that she wants to be president.
She previously told friends about her political ambitions, and now she hopes her blockbuster Oprah Winfrey interview will strengthen support in the U.S.
I don't think that's going to help her one iota.
Probably not.
Look what's happened. The aftermath of the last week since that happened. Let's see here. Shall we recap?
No, I don't think we have time for this.
Just give me a minute to recap.
All right.
You know, then Piers Morgan walked out on his job because he was kind of asked to, because he hates her guts. And then Sharon Osbourne stood up for Piers, and then CBS got all up in Sharon's crap on the dock. And, well, you know what? This is all in the wake. In the wake.
But see,
what's going to happen this week?
Here's my take on this, okay?
All right.
So Meghan marries a prince.
Okay.
She marries into a royal family.
Right.
And all this stuff happens, and she can't take it.
Well, yeah, that's what she says.
Right. But instead of them two saying, hey, this is what's going on, let's all work together to figure this out. No, now they're over here. But she wants to become she wants to become president.
I don't know. I think that's a stretch.
Did anybody tell her that that's a stressful job? And that her prince that she took away from the princedom.
I've got an idea.
Can be the first gentleman.
I've got an idea. She can just run with Kanye in
2024. Oh, there you go.
Be West and Markle. Or Markle and West. I don't think he's going to take a back seat for a vice presidential.
Well, I don't think she wants to take a back seat either. No.
You know what, though? She might be the first female president of the United States. She might not. I seriously doubt it. But I think Halle Berry should run. I'd vote for her. I vote for Halle every day.
What
as a matter
earth
of fact,
would Halle even want to? Why would she?
I don't know.
And you're just
but
try harder. Try harder
I'd
for
vote
Halle.
For her. I'd vote for her.
Of course you would. You'd vote for her to take her clothes off.
More
You'd vote
who cares
for her to
tomorrow?
Just, you know, walk down your street.
More who cares tomorrow? Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.